Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Daniela Ueda of Financial Investor Relations Brazil. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2007 earnings release. I would like to mention that the audio of the conference and the slides are being broadcast live over the Internet. The link is on the website www.romi.com.br in the Investor Relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today in Santa Bárbara do Oeste are Mr. Américo Emílio Rumi Neto, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Sérgio Roberto Novo, Investor Relations Director, Mr. Luiz Cassiano Pozolen, Investor Relations Manager, and the Investor Relations Team. Initially, Mr. Emílio Rumi will comment on the company's second quarter 2007 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question and answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Emílio Rumi.
Thank you, Daniela. Good morning. Thank you for being with us today at this conference call for the presentation of our second quarter results. This presentation has also the participation of Mr. Sérgio Novo, our CFO and Investor Relations Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, our Investor Relations Manager. The year of 2007 has been a very important year for Rumi in the capital markets, as we have joined the Novo Mercado of Bovespa in March. Also important, in April, Rumi issued new shares that were sold with great success in a public offering that raised 242 million reais to the company. This new capital will be utilized to support our investment plans for the broadening of our product portfolio and for the growth of the company, both organically and possibly through acquisition of other companies. We are now proceeding to slide number 5. Okay, considering that some of you may not yet be acquainted with Rumi, we'll do a quick introduction of Rumi. Rumi is the market leader in Brazil for machine tools and plastic injection molding machines. We have a very strong R&D team, what assure Rumi state-of-the-art technology for our products, as well as allow us to be independent of technology suppliers. We have a very broad and extensive coverage of the Brazilian market, and we have also a very broad sectors and customer service. We provide to our customers very unrivaled customer services, both before sales and after sales. And also important is our very competitive financial products that we offer to our customers. Also important is our international presence. Rumi is positioned in export markets for a long time, and this is a very important strategy for our company. Also important is the position we have in the castings and machined castings market in Brazil. We are especially recognized for our state-of-the-art quality, and especially for very complex parts. We're now moving to slide number 6. I will give you a very quick comment on the quarter. We are just finishing, so you may understand what is important to analyze ROMI results. Internal market demand in Brazil was firm this quarter, and the sectors that were more demanding our products were the automotive, durable consumer goods, capital goods, and job shop sectors. But we may say that in general, the majority of sectors that we serve did very well in terms of demand this quarter. The Brazilian currency, the Brazilian real, showed some appreciation during the last quarter and during the semester as well. And that posted some pressure on our selling price, both in the domestic and the export markets. So this is also very important to consider when analyzing our present situation. We had very important productivity gains and cost reductions in our products, and this is, was very important to offset, with better than offset, the type of pressures we had on our prices, or in our selling prices, coming from a stronger Brazilian currency. And finally, we kept our investments during the quarter. What was very important to allow us to meet demand and to capture growth opportunities also through new products that we introduced in the market. Now I will pass the word to Mr. Cassiano Rosolain that will present and comment about our performance in the quarter.
Thank you, Emilio. Good morning, everyone. I would like to talk about our quarter, which we believe was very positive in all the three business units that we have, with especially highlight for the performance of the units of castings and plastic injection molding machine. In the plastic injection molding machine, due to the strong increase in our units sold, almost 26%, we got a very good margins, and mainly because the Pratica line, which we launched with aggressive prices in 2006, we were able to recover these margins over quarters, and we are able to perform very well this quarter. In the casting business unit, I think which drove this growth was the investments that we did in 2005 with the startup in 2006, which gave us elevation in our operating margin and due to the high volume of production. I also would like to highlight the acquisition that we did in May in the retrofitting division of heavy machine tools from CNC Service, and this acquisition came to make our team more strong in this segment, and that we believe we will be able to speed up our strategy of growth in this market. Also, they add a new business to our portfolio, the business of retrofitting of heavy machine tools. In the next slide, the slide 8, as we can note, the net revenue increased about 11.9% related to 2006, which it is a very positive result if we look at the market that our players from international for international countries are more aggressive with a price in the domestic market. Well, let's go to the slide number 9, please. There we have our exports, and we are happy because we are back to the levels of exports that we used to do, and that is mainly due to the increase in the capacity of machine tools assembly line, which start up beginning of this year, and last year we are almost in the full capacity in this business unit, and last year then we strategically we focus the production towards to the domestic market. And another thing that it is important is the exports, even with lower margins due to the valuation of the Brazilian currency, is still very important for our company because we are able to keep our high-end technology, which our customers need even in the domestic market or abroad. And also the export is important because it dilutes our costs and expenses. Our main market for exports is still the U.S. followed by Europe. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 10, please. And I would like to talk a little bit about our performance by business unit, which I believe it is important to highlight the in the second quarter our growth in revenue in all business units that we have been working here, and also an increase in all operational margins that we have here, the EBIT margin, okay, for all the business units. That is mainly due to some factors, and one of the most important is the investment that we did in the machine tools assembling area, which we increased our capacity in 30% beginning this year. The startup was March 07. And also the increase in the capacity of our foundry in the casting business, which the startup was in 2006, beginning of 2006, with an increase of 65%. These investments give us the volume that we need to dilute some costs and some expenses. Another factor that also helped us for this performance was the slight growth in the Brazilian economy, which we feel in our sales side. And no less important also it is the work that HOME has been doing to increase productivity and reduce our costs and expenses, which I already spoke before. In the slide number 11, we have here our cost structure, which I would like to highlight here, and which I think it is really important, is the effect that it has in our cost from the exchange rate. Okay, as you can note, the metals are very important part of our cost, representing 13%, and there it is the steel, the pig iron, the scraps, and everything related to metals. And if we add that with the imported raw material as well as the domestic raw material, but it is sensitive to the exchange currency rate, we can arrive in 44% of our cost that it is directly related to the exchange rate. And the other things in the cost are more domestic costs related to raw material purchased domestically and labor. This slide, number 12, shows a history of our margin, our gross margin, and our EBITDA margin. As you can note, there is a seasonality there, quarter by quarter, and it happens because the revenue also has the same seasonality. I think which is important, it is that we are improving our margins quarter by quarter, and we are pretty happy with this performance. In this slide 13, there is a historic of growth of our EBITDA, as well as the growth of this quarter, which was pretty significant in 43%. The next one, we do have the net income, and which is important in this net income, and that also is growing. And the performance in this year was good if we take in consideration that we have expenses related to the public offering shares that we did last April. Okay. Number 15, I'm going to talk a little bit about our CapEx and our indebtedness. As you can note in this slide, the company has grows the investments in the modernization and the increase of capacity of our facilities. I think the main highlight, what I already spoke, was in the assembling area of machine tools and the increasing capacity in the casting business, which we did in 2006 and 2007. Another important point I think to highlight is the increase of our indebtedness this semester, this half of the year, and that it is due to slightly changing our strategy related to the structure of our capital. I think nowadays the fundamentals economics of our countries are more strong, and that allow us to be a little more aggressive and increase our debt as a source of financial our growth. Well, the big part of the indebtedness is that related to the export financing, as well as BNDES financing to modernization and increase in capacity of our facilities. The interest rate of this debt are very attractive. In the slide 16, there is I think the biggest point here is the increase in the volume of our shares after the Homey being the Novo Mercado of Bovespa, and also after the public offering shares that we did last April. In the next slide, I think I would like to highlight that last March we were in the Novo Mercado with the highest level of corporate governance, which it means that we give 100% tag-along rights. With the public offering that we did last April, our free float went to 54.7%, which was for us a challenger. And also I'd like to highlight that our investor relation team, it is strong now and are able to meet all the growing investor and analyst demand. As well as that our ER website is very rich with a lot of financial information that can help all the investors and analysts to get data for analysis. And now I would like to give back the words to Mr. Emilio that will conclude this presentation.
Okay. I will now comment about the outlook for the next quarters for Romy and for the Brazilian economy relating to our products. We believe that the business environment in Brazil will remain favorable and that the demand for our products will continue to grow smoothly. It's important that we mention smoothly because if the demand would grow dramatically, that would be a bad thing for Romy,
because we would lose market share. The demand growing at the rate it is growing now, for us it's very good because we can continue to grow our capacity and to meet demand, therefore keeping our market share. What is important to mention is that for the second half of the year, we have some very important challenges to face. First is to grow, because second half of last year was already an impressive growth comparing to the previous year. So we have the challenge to grow over a very good base. So this is important to consider. Nevertheless, we believe that we could grow, considering the whole year, between 13% and 15% in revenues. That would be a little lower than the first semester, but we think that considering the real appreciation, it is still a very good growth. Although it's a very important challenge, we are confident that we can make it happen. Another important challenge for us is regarding our margins. As we have mentioned before, the recent Brazilian real appreciation has posted some very important pressures on our selling price. This is still a phenomenon that is going on, so we may have some pressures on our margins for the second half of the year. On the other hand, we are still working very hard on our productivity improvement programs and our cost reduction programs. So we might have improvements in this regard. Anyhow, we might lose a little bit of our margin improvements that we achieved in the first half of the year. And we believe that if we consider the whole year, after the year is finished, we might have margins similar to what we had last year. Therefore, coming back to what we consider a normal level. As far as our investment plans, we have revised our CapEx for this year from 60 million reais to 40 million reais. This is not due to any change in our plans of investment, but it's more because we have rescheduled some of the investments to the beginning of next year. So, the plans are all of them are in place and running. For next year, we're planning to have a CapEx of 60 million reais. That is in line of what we have already planned before. So, as far as outlook, I think that this is what we have to mention. But of course, we are open to answer any question that you might would want to put. For now, thank you very much, and thank you for your attention, and we are available to questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Please restrict your questions to 2 at a time. Our first question comes from Nick Sabrell from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, gentlemen. My first question has to do with just some clarification on what you said about capital spending. Said that you're moving $20 million from this year to next year, but then you said next year's is still $60 million. Should we add that $20 to the $60? or should we just say it's 60? That's the first question. And then the second question, I was wondering if you could discuss a little bit how CNC service impacts your business, both from practical financial standpoint, but also qualitative, how it might change how you're doing things going forward.
Okay. Good morning, Nick. Regarding the $20 million that I mentioned that we moved to next year, this is probably a movement that will will be an adjustment for the whole plan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is mainly related to the moving of our operations to the new area. That is a very complex plan or very complex task to be performed. We decided to invest some more time in the master plan. The master plan is a very critical and very important part of this movement. So far, we have invested in the expansion of plant number 16, and that has very little impact in the general master plan. From now on, every new plant that we put in place in the new area has to be very, very carefully designed and planned in order to have the best possible results. One of the reasons that we are allowing a little bit more time to do this planning is that we decided to add a little bit more capacity to the new plants that are going to be built, because we have a better outlook now than we had, let's say, 6 months ago. So instead of building a new plant for capacity for, let's say, 1 year, we believe that it's a better thing to do to allow it to be a little bit bigger, so we can accommodate the growth of our capacity more in a way that is more in line with the market demand. So the answer is that we will not add another $20 million to 2008, but let's say this $20 million will reflect maybe in the end of the process, but it is a very, it's not a short-term project anyway. It will take 3 to 4 years to complete.
Okay.
Okay. The second question is regarding the CNC service. Although the acquisition in terms of size is not that big, but it's very important. It's very important because one of the areas that we are trying to capture in terms of market share and to broadening of our portfolio of product is heavy machine tools. Heavy machine tools are in good demand now, I would say globally, but also in Brazil. So these heavy-duty machine tools are demanded by sectors such as steel, energy, mining, shipbuilding, and many others that in Brazil are very active at this moment. Therefore, it makes sense to us to peg to those growth, to the growth of those sectors. Romy has already a capability of designing and making those big machine tools, but we decided to acquire CNC Service in order to speed up the process and to add some very talented people that was in the CNC Service company. So alongside the assets that we acquired, we have now about 20 people from CNC Service that joined Romy recently, and these people have a lot of experience and knowledge, and they are very talented. So joining Romy, our capacity to move forward more in a more fast way is a very positive thing. And also important is the knowledge that these people has about the companies, the customers, the people that decision makers in customers. So we don't have to develop the market. The market is already developed by CNC service. So we think that we will grow much more rapidly this way than the other way. As we have already informed the market, we believe that in 3 years from now, we will add another 50 million of reais in terms of revenues for new machine tools, big size machine tools that we will manufacture and sell in Brazil, and another 50 million reais of retrofitting services that we will supply to the market. So I think that it's a much more important move than the size or the price of the acquisition itself. Okay.
When do you think that you'll be able to start selling heavy and ultra-heavy machine tools in the market? Is that something that's this year, or do you think it's next year?
We have already started. We are quoting those machines. We are getting orders. Actually, we have already collected much more order than we have expected to collect in this short time. Those machines has to be, let's say that they part of the design process or the technology development is already done, but we have to complete this technology development, and we have the time to manufacture the machine. So we are planning to start delivery to the market by the middle of the next year. So in our opinion, the plan is moving in a very positive way, maybe faster than we could expect when we decided to acquire the CNC service company.
Okay, and then I promise this is the last part of that question. What kind of market share do you expect of that business? I mean, as I understand it, it didn't really exist for a while. It was sort of dormant for a while. So is this something that you're expecting like half the market share or maybe the majority of the market share going forward?
First, I would say that Bromi is the only Brazilian company that at the moment is manufacturing those big size machine tools in Brazil of the in the sector that we manufacture. Okay. The other part of the market is being supplied by imports. We believe that we will have a lot of competitive advantages of being a local producer and being very local to the customer. Therefore, we expect to, let's say, within 1 year from now, to grab at least 50% of the market if we consider comparable products, okay? As we always mention, the machine tools market is very diversified and very broad. Romy does not play in every niche of machine tool markets. Now, our range of heavy-duty machine tools are comprised of horizontal lathes and vertical lathes. So if we consider these two types of products, we believe that we can grab about 50% of the Brazilian market in 1 year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Our next question comes from Nick Sorrell from Morgan Stanley.
I figured that might happen. Look, I just want to do a follow-up since I've got you here. And first one is just if you could talk a little bit more about the foreign currency, exactly how it might impact the second half, and whether it impacts some of your business lines more than others. And then you were talking about productivity gains going forward. I was wondering how much more room do you see for productivity gains? Do you think that there's any opportunity for them to more than offset foreign currency pressure? Okay. And then the last part is when do you foresee your next significant capacity increase and in what business line?
Okay. Regarding the currency issue, as I have mentioned before, what we have already had of real appreciation during the first half of the year, we think that it's not yet totally absorbed. So we might have to reduce a little bit our selling price in order to adjust to this new currency situation.
Mm-hmm.
But that might not be too much, okay? At the same time that we are having this real currency appreciation, on the other hand, we have also improved the demand. So in situation like this, the improved demand offsets normally. The price is important, but not as important as when the demand is down. So what is important now, for instance, is delivery. So most of our customers, especially the smaller and medium-sized companies, when they decide to buy is because they have already contract to supply a part to someone. So they need very fast delivery. So Romy knows that very well, and we try to have very quick delivery times. So doing this, we don't have to reduce our price that much.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that brings another question. If you have to do very quick delivery times, does that have any kind of impact on your backlog? I mean, does that tend to reduce your backlog, or is there anything, any kind of relationship between those two? You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay. The analysis of our backlog is something that has to be done very carefully because sometimes we have a very important growth in order income, but the backlog of orders might not grow as much. Sorry. What happens is that in order to have very short deliveries, we plan ahead of time to grow our production, so we have more products available to deliver to the customer. So our backlog, we try that our backlog does not grow too much. If the backlog grows too much, is a sign that our delivery times are too long. We might have market share losses if our delivery times goes too much. Therefore, we are utilizing our capacity in a way that will meet demand. So we try to plan very well what are the products that the market are demanding more in order to have shorter delivery times. Okay. Next question was about the... Sorry.
Let's see. I was listening. So, okay. So
okay, our productivity programs. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we know very well for a long time, and this is now more important than ever, that we have to every year gain on productivity and to gains in our costs. So we have several programs going on constantly. There are several of them. I cannot elaborate in details of each one because it's not the purpose of this conference, but I can tell you that we have several programs. Also important is that when our volumes grow, as it is the situation now, productivity gains are also made more easy. So when we have higher volumes, we dilute better our cost. Important also is that we are dealing with our suppliers as usual, but in a very strong way. So we are pushing them to reduce their prices while keeping or improving quality. We are searching for alternatives everywhere, including Asia, in order to capture cost reductions opportunities. So this is an ongoing strategy for Romy. Also important is that the CapEx investments we have done in the last few years allow us to have now better conditions for manufacturing. For instance, the Plant 16 that we have expanded is much more productive, and the conditions for manufacture are much more productive and efficient than the facilities that we had before having this expansion. So new investments also are very important to keep our productivity gains in the future as it is in the present. Okay?
Okay.
So the currency issue is very important. We do not make any comment about our opinion how the currency is going to perform. We have to be prepared for any currency. Of course, if the currency fluctuates too fast, we cannot react as quickly as the currency change. But we believe that considering our cost structure, considering our size, and considering that we have the chance to play, let's say, with our portfolio of products, always looking for better margins, we can adjust to currency changes, provided that they are not too fast and too strong. It seems that in the last few weeks, the currency appreciation in Brazil has calmed down, so we have been having quite stable currency in the last, let's say, 4 weeks. So this is a good sign. Let's see what happened in the second half of the year.
Thank you for your question. Again, ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. Again, we have Nick Sobral from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, cut off before the last part of the question, which was when your next significant capacity increase is expected, and then for what line?
Okay, sorry for not answering that before.
No, no.
The next important expansion of capacity is related to the heavy-duty machine tools that we are planning to build and to sell. And this is specifically an expansion in our plant number 11. That is already our plant, the most, let's say, reinforced plant that we have. But we are adding more assembly area so we can build those machines in the quantities that we believe that we could sell in the future. So this is an investment that is included in the 40 million reais for this year, and that will allow us to let's say early next year to increase our capacity for the heavy-duty machine tools. For the lighter weight machine tools, we are still in the process to occupy the expansion, the recent expansion of plant number 16. So we have capacity available. And in the foundry, we still have capacity available. The remainder of the investments for this year is more related to infrastructure to the new site in order to prepare the site to have the new plants built, and also related to adding some machine tools in our machining shop, especially those related to bigger sized parts, in order to allow us to make the bigger machine tools next year. Okay?
Thank you, Emilio.
Thank you, Nick.
This does conclude today's question and answer session. Mr. Emilio, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statement.
Okay, I would like to thank you very much for being with us today. We will be available for your calls or for your contacts anytime. We would like to be available to clarify any questions related to this quarter and to other questions that we will be allowed to comment on. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
That does conclude our HOMI second quarter 2007 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.